Welcome to this special post-ONS Congress Highlights program. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. During the annual conference this year in Denver, we conducted a number of symposia, and for this special highlights program, I met with four of the clinical investigator oncologists who participated in these programs to review some of the key points. To begin, Dr. Angeles Alvarez-Secord from Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, discusses the rapidly changing field of ovarian cancer. To begin, Dr. Secord reviewed the clinical natural history of this disease.
Most women with ovarian cancer are going to present with advanced stage disease. In fact, about 65% plus will have stage 3 or 4 disease at the time of diagnosis. Many times these women will come in with long-standing complaints that have been nonspecific. So abdominal bloating, feeling full early, maybe some abdominal discomfort. Sometimes they'll have pain and urinary symptoms. And what's surprising is that how difficult, despite these symptoms, it is to diagnose ovarian cancers. And when we talk about ovarian cancers, Neil, we're talking about ovarian, fallopian tube, and peritoneal cancers, and we lump all those together under that classic term ovarian. And when you are evaluating these women, often you'll have CT scans that demonstrate advanced disease. And at that point, when I'm seeing them in clinic, I need to make a decision about surgery first versus neoadjuvant chemotherapy first.
What fraction of patients actually present with metastatic disease that can be diagnosed? In general, is what you're seeing disease mainly within the abdomen in most patients?
Correct. Most of the time, the disease is confined to the peritoneal cavity, but I would even term that disease metastatic. Once it's spread beyond the ovary, it's metastatic. Sometimes you'll also see pleural effusion, so fluid in the lungs, and then when you tap that, it'll be positive for malignancy. So you do occasionally have a patient who presents with shortness of breath, and they go to their local ER, and they have a chest x-ray CT scan that shows fluid in the lungs.
Globally, when you look at patients right up front in this situation, what are you expecting in the future? Are some patients cured?
I would put the actual cure rate probably around the 15% mark. Even for advanced stage disease, we are able to have some long-term survivors and patients who are cured.